jail.
Okay, great. I'll go ahead and kick off the grounding exercise. So for this, I brought a reading from a book that I learned about in grad school called To Bless the Space Between Us, which is a book by John O'Donohue, who combines his sort of Christian background and like Celtic traditional blessings together. That really resonated with me, so I thought it'd be good to read from. And so what I'll do is I'll read one of the passages that I thought would be a good fit for tonight, and then give a minute afterward just for quiet, which you can use to reflect on the passage, to just do some deep breathing, to pray, whatever feels right for you, just to have that space of silence for about a minute, and then I'll pass it back to Lisa. So for this reading, I chose For a New Beginning. I think there are a lot of new beginnings going on right now, some which are unwanted new beginnings and some of which are good new beginnings. And so I think it can definitely connect with both of those. In out of the way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. For a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness growing inside of you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered, heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent, wondered, would you always live like this? Then the delight when your courage kindled, and out you stepped onto new ground, your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plenitude opening before you. Though your destination is not yet clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning. That is at one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit to adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon you will be home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you. All right, so I'll give you guys about a minute of silence. All right. Thank you all so much. And I'll pass it back to Lisa.
Thank you, JL. Beautiful reading. I love John O'Donohue. I'm wondering if we want to start. We keep the recording, and as you know, I'm going to take pieces from what we record today and pass it on to folk. But I'm wondering if we want to start our own bibliography library of stuff that we mention. I can get us a page up and folks can start depositing things into the up. Oh, I see a yes, please. Yes. So we'll do that. I'll set that up on the platform so that folks can just share from all of their various sources. Okay, so in a couple minutes, we're going to turn this over to Halima and Hunyi, who are going to lead us in a second practice of scriptural reasoning focused on the theme of hospitality. Before we get there, I'd just like to take a little time for us to dig deeper again into why we've included scriptural reasoning in the set of practices that we think it's important to learn as healing-centered leaders. And we particularly chose the chapter from the book, Religion Without Violence.